I think Icky's one of the top two. I didn't look at a bunch of the top guys because I knew we weren't getting them.
Recorded live from Stockton, California, this is Jammin' with the Best.
Episode 105.
I was going to say, let me guess, you were just looking up what episode number the last one
was. Yeah, I was. That's what I was quick doing real quick, so I'd make sure I got it right. 105.
Nice.
105. We're,
that's a lot.
It's actually more than that.
Yeah,
so we have 105 Jammin' with the Best, and we did Shop Talk a handful of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then some point twos and point threes in there somewhere.
Sure, yeah, where we just split a session basically.
That was
for
mostly,
right?
Because for a while Anchor would only allow you to upload a file size of whatever. So big.
That makes sense. So it was really the same podcast.
Yeah, we're watching the NFL draft on that computer. You guys can't see it. We don't want to get in trouble.
That's where our eyes will be.
Yeah. So
watching the draft, the NFL first round, we'll talk about it maybe a little, but not much. But then we'll go disc golf draft. Like, basically, what I was picturing, I guess, is who would you take if you're, like, say you're a brand new manufacturer. Who are you picking for the next, like, 5 years? Contracts these days are getting, you know, Paul's 10 for 10, you know, 10, what was it, 10 years, 10 mil?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky's 4 for 4.
Yeah, Ricky's 4. So, like, and these NFL draft players, they get signed to a 4-year contract with a 5th-year option, right? And so, it's, you know, essentially, who would you take the next 5 years?
How interesting would it be if out of, like, before you go pro, you had to get drafted by a manufacturer?
It'd be awful.
And that's the disc company you've got to throw for.
That'd be so
terrible. The next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, that'd be trippy.
It'd be awful. It would destroy people's careers, I think.
Yeah, there's something to that because, yeah, manufacturers are so different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it would work. I like the premise, though.
No, I don't think it would either. But
it barely works for sports. The only reason it works for sports is because it's been... And it only works for sports in America. America's the only place that drafts like this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, soccer, it's all you sign a kid when they're 14, put them in your program. And then there's a little bit of trades and stuff, but it's not like this.
So it's mostly regional then for, like, European soccer?
Sort of. They're getting so good, though. You know, they got scouting arms all over the world. And
oh, there's Sauce going at 4.
Sauce going 4.
I'm sure they're happy with that pick right
back-to-back corners.
Yeah. Corners are important. You need to defend the pass.
Lock it
absolutely
down.
And so, I don't know. What do you guys think as far as just having it, like, our draft play out as just, like, almost a straight-up, like, dynasty fantasy type thing? Like, obviously, we're not going to follow through with any of these. It's just for fun. But, you know, is it purely statistics-based and wins-based and points-based? Or if you're drafting a player, like, if you're a manufacturer and you're choosing players – are you doing real life where they're weighing in outside competition type things where you have a huge social, you know, whatever it might be?
Yeah.
I think it's more interesting potentially if you include that, but it's, you know, I think we got to figure it out before we press go, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially like when we decide to grade the draft, so to say,
sure.
I think you kind of have to take into account how much utility that player brings, not just as a winning.
I think the question, though, was, are we doing this as we're a manufacturer or are we doing this as a fantasy team?
Yeah, basically, are you going for wins or are you going for disc sales? Because those are not necessarily
the same.
The same. There's a strong correlation, but it's not absolute.
Yeah, and also, like, I'd have, if we're, as a manufacturer, like, are we a small startup manufacturer or a...
Yeah, there's some companies that wouldn't be able to afford Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to say that you have, you know,
unlimited budget, but you're still a small startup. My thing is not even the money. It's just like the types of players you go after if you're a small startup company are different than the types of players, not necessarily, but it can be different than a Discraft.
I think I would go under the intuition that we're, you know, for the 4 biggest manufacturers or something like that. But I'm down with any premise. I think, you know, just get on the same page and, you know, how do we set up the framework for this? I think is an interesting conversation in itself.
Let's just say we're manufacturers then.
All right, yeah. We're manufacturers.
Big the time. Four big we're all big ones time.
Yeah. In the game.
Yeah, the
I'm better than you guys, obviously. Makes but sense. Like the four biggest.
I'm glad you're good at something.
Yeah. In this imaginary
he's skipping this golf he's skipping draft. Weeklies these days, so
yeah. Hey, threw a hell of a party though, from what I understand.
Yeah, it was pretty yeah.
What'd you cook?
Tacos.
Ooh.
It's a little putting in the front yard.
And some chicken.
All right.
Putting little in putting the front. Up. Yeah, I have to play with some newer players on Saturday. You know,
introduce some people to the game.
Yep.
There you go.
What's Saturday?
Nothing. Just
he's just going with the family from what I
hear. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty much.
Going to take them to Easy Course or going to blow their mind? Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. I did that to a family member one time. I took him to Pinto Lake.
Yeah. Oops.
And he doesn't want to go with me anymore.
No.
And I was like, oh, man. I was like, I wish you would come to me to like this. Because last weekend we were by Kelly Park in mm-hmm. San Jose, and it's yeah. a lot easier. And I was like, I wish you would play with me at like this place. You would enjoy it a lot more. Sure.
Yeah.
But. That's another conversation for another day. I'll leave it there.
Another question then for our draft is, how do we determine the order? And like, do we, I guess the more important question, do you do like a snake type?
Yeah, or? I think snake's the way to go.
Snake makes sense. We could have Kyle pick a number and then.
Yeah, I mean, random order. Random org. I'm already in there.
Yeah.
But so go. We'll go snake, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do random. And then one how
are we
four.
Doing? Are we doing like four, four rounds MPO, four rounds FPO, or what?
Yeah, I was thinking start with four round FPO and eight round MPO. I looked at just how many were signed up for actually DDO, and it was, I think, like a 3-to-1 ratio. I think it was like 45 FPO and like 117 MPO, and it was like 3-to-1. So I figured we'd bump it up even more. We'd go 2-to-1.
Cool.
So, random.org, 1 through 4. So I'll go Jer. Your pick, 4. Sam, 1 through 3. You are pick 3. This is easy. Mm-hmm. And then random 1 through 2. I don't think I've ever done random 1 through 3. This is a coin flip. Aaron, you pick 1. So
all right. And we're starting FPO? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, we are. And we can, FPO. I guess we can.
Paige Pierce, like, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. Hard not to pick that even over 5 years.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still there over 5 years.
Yeah.
The other two I would pick, I don't think, are much younger than her. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If at all.
That's one thing that, like, I thought about a little bit today was try to figure out everybody's age. I'm just going to ballpark and, yeah. like, guess what I think they are.
I have no idea.
Dude, it's hard to find ages wrong. In disc yeah. golf. It's hard to find ages, height, and weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the things that are easiest to find in any other sport.
Yeah, no kidding.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
An interesting one, though, yeah.
It should be the Pro Tour doing it.
How much? Well, yeah, for sure. How much is there for PGA stats in that? I mean, like, I would assume they have most of it.
Yeah.
But I wonder where along the line they picked it up. Versus, like, other major sports, team sports.
I would imagine age has probably always been around.
Because it seems less important in, like, this.
Golf or disc golf.
Than
football.
Yeah. Obviously, basketball height is huge.
Yeah.
You know, the short players are 6'2".
I think what it really helps with is relating it to people, though.
Sure.
Like, oh, dude, damn, Eagle is 6'4"? Like, mm-hmm. holy cow, or...
Did they not, like, put that on the Disc Golf Pro Tour
no.
cards?
Yeah, I guess not.
The only time I've ever found anything is like the Disc Golf World Tour.
Yeah.
The Disc Golf World Tour has that stuff. I remember that.
Hmm.
The tail of the tape before a boxing match.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
But. I will go Kristen Tatar. She's killing it. She's young. Yep. There's a lot of good choices. We'll hear them coming up now, but... I think she's killing it right now. She's in the argument for best player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going Kristen.
That puts me in a spot. I feel like even over the next 5 years, it's hard not to go Katrina Allen.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to do that.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Back-to-back picks for Jer.
I'm going to go Valerie Monduhano.
Yeah.
I think she has great form,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's going to translate well.
Dude, she is getting so good. Like, she's always been good. She's looking scary this year in such a good way. Avon Thibodeau.
Dude, we don't know how old Kat Murch is, and I don't want to guess.
She's young.
She's young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's young.
I don't think I'm going to go.
I believe she's like she was younger than 21 at OTB
Open. I'm going to go Ella Hansen.
That's a good pick.
Because she's definitely still learning and still getting better. She's already at 12 as far as the power rankings go, and she's only getting better as the season goes. I'm going to go with Ella for the next five
years.
That's
really high upside picks.
Valerie and Ella.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
I think I'm going to go Haley King. I still think she's got a bright future in the sport. I don't think we've seen her peak yet, and I think she's going to, in the next couple of years even, start making some bigger moves when she's – I don't know that moving to Innova has been a inhibitor to her year thus far, but it seems like she's had a slow start to this year. We haven't seen her name pop up too much, but
yeah,
I'm not scared to see her do really well later in the season too.
Man, this is tough. I'm pretty sure I know who I'm going, but there's two that I really, really want to go with. But I will go with Evelina.
Damn you.
Yeah. So young. Talented throwing the frisbee. And I fully expect that she will be able to figure out that putting, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later, because it's so fun to watch her play. So, yeah, going Evelina round two.
All right. I got back-to-back picks. I'm going to go Henna, Lomroos. And, man, this next one's hard. Missy.
Yeah. Mm. I was going to pick her if you didn't.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't think she'd drop to me
anyway. So, for me, I think she's really great at selling discs. I think she's I don't know how well she's going to do like at the five-year mark compared to the field.
Mm-hmm.
But the next 2-3 years, she's going to be top five for sure.
I think she's good for a few wins here over the next couple years.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. She's so talented and
I like her personality. And a great brand. She's always, she's great.
And like Henna to me, though, Henna is so, so talented. She hasn't put it together in this trip to the U.S., but like, look at statistically or historically her stats against the best players in the world. She is one of them.
Her ceiling is unbelievably high.
Yeah.
Like maybe the highest ceiling of just about anybody. Like Evelina, super high ceiling too, but that's a tough one.
How many rounds are we going on this?
We're going four.
So I got
four
one rounds. More pick.
Okay.
Yeah. I am going with Kona.
Yeah.
Good call.
Love Kona. Love her game.
Her form is also great.
Dude, she smashes.
Yes.
She does throw far, and she's got I feel like she's got a decent ability on the sellability of a disc.
There's some killers out there still. I want more picks.
Right. There are some great.
Three down so far.
Yep. Great players.
I'm going to go Jessica Weiss.
Yeah, dude. I was so, so tempted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you would have... It was between those two on my next pick. She's just got such a great forehand.
Yeah.
And I think especially when it comes to like more wooded courses.
Seen her smashing some putts lately too. Like her putting in prior years has been, I think, kind of a struggle for her, but like super talented throwing the disc, and it seems like in the handful of events that I've seen her in this year, like running more putts than I think she would feel comfortable running from distance in prior years, and I like it a lot.
Jerry, you're up.
All right. Over the next 5 years,
that
makes this pretty hard.
Does it, though?
Kind of.
I think you're overestimating
how
long.
I got two on here. I got two on here that stick out to me. I got Holland Hanley.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another one that's still kind of learning the game, but you can tell she's improving rapidly. And then I'm going to go Maria Oliva.
Yeah.
She is also improving rapidly. Has great form. I think it'll even get better as she continues to play. I would be very happy with that team.
Both super easy to root for.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
boom! That's a squad.
Then I think I'm gonna.
Who's your squad, Jared? Since you're finished.
That puts me with Valerie Mondujano, yep. Ella Hansen, Holland Hanley, and Maria Oliva.
Cool.
I like it.
I'm going to jump on the other Mondujano sister. I'm going to go Alexis.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I think they both have skill. I think it's inevitable that they push each other.
For sure.
To be
for
sure. playing consistently and great. So, yeah, I'm going to complete my squad with her. So nice. That's, for me, going to be Katrina Allen, Haley King, Alexis Mondujano. And who did I pick up from?
Weiss,
that's right, Jessica yep. Weiss. Yeah, I'll take that all day.
So many spots to go here. And I'll name a handful of names, and Aaron will probably never be pick
got,
one of them.
I got not, one name way higher on my list than anyone else right now.
I don't think that I'll pick the same player that you have, but we'll see. I've got to do this. You just put some spec on her name. Sarah Hokum, champ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do it. Own.
She's way up there.
Own was, it's really tough not to take Own. Macy's playing really well. I'm just looking at world rankings is what I pulled up. And there's some killers out there. It's hard not to go Juliana Korver.
Mm-hmm.
Like just on our
the
team.
History, yep. The history of Juliana is
so nice.
I definitely thought
good
about
social,
it.
Good
like,
social.
And as a manufacturer,
how much are you
too?
Throwing wins into that? Are you
not as much?
Not as much. Cause building a manufacturer, like for my thing, like looking for a team is sort of like Moneyball ways. Like if everyone is overvaluing the one side, then you go the other way type of a
sure,
thing.
Sure.
So like if like right now it seems like we're all valuing positioning mostly.
I'm happy with both. With
yeah, yep. No, I know, but like what the draft way it's played out.
Yeah,
and like so to me it's like Own, Juliana are the two like legacy players that have. All the history.
Well, and Own's still
and like, Own's still really
yeah,
good.
Very yeah. much killing.
You can throw Jennifer
very
much Allen.
Relevant. Yeah, Jen Allen yep. also in that mix. 100%. So like they will sell discs based off their name purely.
I think in just 5 years that I feel like I don't know. You've seen
King Climo's still
downgrade,
selling discs.
Correct, yeah. But the downgrade of their play has for some has shown.
Sure, but I don't think that's. But we're a manufacturer, and so you, yeah, like it's not entirely about wins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It can be if you. That's how you want to build your team. Sure,
it's hard not to draft based on that.
It heavily, is. We're like tuned for it. Essentially, we're fine tuned for.
Well, something happened.
You know, drafting like that, drafting towards wins. So that's my final pick. So I ended up with Kristen Tatar, Evelina Salonen, Sarah Hokum, and Kona Panis.
I'm taking Kat Mersch here.
Nice. Yeah.
So she's to me, got the upside, got the social media, got the skill.
Big time.
It's just putting it all together. And she's young. So 5 years from now.
Going to be in the prime of her career.
Might be big payday
yeah.
coming right after that.
That's true. Yeah, that second contract, if this is theoretically the first,
yep.
the second one has a chance to be very large.
Yeah, so my team is Paige, Missy, Henna, and Kat Mersch.
Mm-hmm.
I went all top 11 players, so
yeah,
four players in the top 11.
I was maybe the same. I think Kona was 14.
Yeah.
So I dipped a little below.
I was going to pick Holland Hanley if Jared didn't.
Yeah, I was absolutely
Holland's upside is so high to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's raw, hasn't been playing long. Great. The hard worker, like great character.
Yeah.
Can sell some discs, I think, too, in the future.
Absolutely, I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So for starting MPO, do we want to reshuffle or just keep it rolling?
Let's reshuffle.
Okay.
Change it up a little bit.
You're the first pick, so I was willing to just take that as the word.
Nah.
I think fourth pick is more likely to want to. All right, random.org. I'll go reverse too. We'll see how random is. So I'm going to start with Aaron over here. Ooh. 1 through 4. 1 again.
Let's go, baby.
Sam, 1 through 3. It says 2, which means 3, because it's second out of 3,
damn.
I guess. Is the way to do it, yeah, because then 4 wouldn't have even been an option. So your third pick. And Jer, you are either second or fourth?
Yep.
So if it says 1, you're second. It says 2, so you're fourth. I'm second again. So it's the exact same?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad we did that, everybody. Quality content.
That's great. Who that's someone?
Icky, I think they call him. It's the first tackle off the board, number six. Carolina. All right. Sweet.
No trades. All right, MPO. This is MPO is much harder than FPO in my eyes.
They're both tough, and so we're going eight here. This is gonna be a nice like dirty dozen. There's gonna be some dangerous squads.
Eight picks. Oh man, that goes deep.
I feel like I need a piece of paper.
Yeah, and we could do six or even just four. Don't matter. Speak now if you want it to not be eight.
I'm down with eight.
Eight's fine.
I'm going Paul Macbeth number one. Yep. It's hard to beat all of the things.
Yep.
The skill, the consistency, the longevity, the disc sales, everything. Everywhere he goes, things fly off the shelves. So
Paul Macbeth?
Yep. Paul Macbeth number one.
Boom.
I feel dirty not taking Rick, but I am taking Eagle.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I think Eagle sells disc better than Rick. Not much.
Yeah, quite possibly. I'd love to see him like on the same team to make it, more even, but like it wouldn't quite work apples to apples, I don't think. I don't know, who knows? Maybe it would. But yeah, I think Eagle, especially next 5-10 years, I won't be surprised at all if Rick ends up with more wins.
Yeah, me either.
Sure.
Rick's a beast.
Eagle's shoulder bothers me a little bit.
100%.
Yeah.
So
100%. I'm willing to take the risk. The social media is there. Dude's been vlogging for years.
Yeah, no matter what time of year.
Yeah. Yep.
If he's playing or not.
Do you think he would sell as many ballistas as Cloudbreakers, though?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't think it would be called a ballista.
They have such different marketing strategies, Discmania and Dynamic Discs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Cloudbreaker is just a DD3.
Right. Sure. I understand that. Yeah.
Just a destroyer. And the reason why people love DD3s is because Eagle and Simon.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Discmania had a hand in, maybe not purposely.
Their hand was picking Eagle and Simon, I think.
Yeah. Sure.
That's very fair. But
it's almost like a head coach quarterback thing. Like, it's not that much because, a manufacturer has a ton of control and, focus on the actual output. But, it's Brady Belichick. It's like, okay, who's more responsible? I think it's really tough to say, Eagle is more responsible for Discmania's success than, the other
way
around.
It's real hard to say that. Mm-hmm.
That's not close at all. So.
No. Yeah. I just think Eagle would sell everything no matter where he went.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. I wouldn't be surprised if he's going to be on Discmania.
I am also someone. Sure, I'm also someone that believes that like players sell things. That is why Nike is the biggest sports company in the world. It's because they've picked the players and they've not just picked the players; they've highlighted the players.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's sort of the same thing Discmania has done.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely highlight their players first and foremost, mm-hmm. more than any other. Maybe other than Discraft's doing pretty good at that, also highlighting their players. So.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump to picking on Ricky then because it's hard to...
Yeah, you can't let that slide.
I'm not going to let that slide to four. I think he's going to win. I think he's going to sell discs.
Yeah, dude, he moves great
plastic.
Yep. I'd pay him for it too.
Yeah, good.
Good.
All right. I got back-to-back picks here. I'm going to go Calvin.
Yep.
Yep.
And KJ.
Okay.
All right.
Like it.
I like it too.
You just hired the Skins team.
Yeah.
The Skins mainstays.
Yep. Yeah. And I think they're both still getting better and.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
They both sell this coffee. Shit.
Dude, we're coffee fucking salesmen now.
All of it. Yep. They sell it all. So
I think I'm going to, I don't know if this is too early or not. But it's the next 5 years, and I won't be shocked to see this kid flip on a switch and be amazing. I'm going to go Gannon Burr quick.
Ooh, nice.
Gannon, that was a good pick.
Gannon was someone I was thinking about. Like,
I was thinking
I think he has a tick already in his putt, so it really scares me. But I also think he's really damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, really good.
Yeah. His upside is just – it's
I'm there. Like, that's a good pick. I like it. Might be a little early for my liking, but...
I thought so, too, but we got 5 years to play, and I want him for all five.
Well, it's Danny's pick now?
Yeah. Man. Giants it's so tough.
The Giants took Evan Neal after Kayvon Thibodeau, so...
Yeah, and so back-to-back tackles, too. I think
they got who they want, both those
people. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think Evan Neal or Kayvon Thibodeau were going to fall really that far.
No, and they beefed up both sides of the line.
Yeah, that's great.
Dude, with two picks each in the top 10, the Jets and the Giants have a chance to really, like, turn around the franchise.
For sure.
New York, as a whole, could be getting a lot better. Mm. We'll see. They fucked it up before, so they might fuck it up again.
This is really choppy stream we got going on.
Yeah, it is. That's fine, though. Man. All right. Well, I will likely get... So I get two of the next four picks. I'm doing it. I like him. He maybe doesn't have the best social presence or whatever, but give me Chris Dickerson. He's lighting the world on fire right now with his game, and I think he can sell plenty of product. Super likable guy. I think he's just now, like, touring more, obviously, and I think we're just now starting to see, like, more and more of his personality that doesn't always seem to shine when you don't have social media, and he seems like kind of a quieter guy, but once he opens up, like, that ace with Melton, that's cool as shit.
Yeah. To me, he seems like a guy that his personality comes out when he's around the right people to bring out his personality.
Yeah. Just keep putting him on skins.
All right, two picks in a row. All right, he's not playing good, but Kyle Klein.
Yeah, he was in the mix.
Yeah, he's uber crazy talented. Yeah. Like, crazy talented.
Another super high
season. I could see him winning Worlds this year, next year, year after, any year, basically. He's in that quality of player that can win Worlds at any moment, win any tournament, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the youngest super relevant guys, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Gannon Burr.
Gannon Burr's the youngest super relevant guy, and Kyle Klein was that last year.
Yeah.
Especially the end of last year, I feel like his name was sticking out quite a bit.
He's still sub-21, I'm pretty sure. Like, he's under 21 years old.
So. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think he's like 18, 19.
Yeah. And then second pick of that. Oh, this is hard.
Dude, it's so tough.
This is where age comes in for me because I'm leaning between two players right now, and I'm going the younger one. I'm going to go Drew.
Yeah, I was.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Drew Gibson, and Matt Oram was the other one because Matty O is so good, but I don't know if 5 years from now he's still going to be touring. There's very well he's still balling in 5 years.
Yeah.
But he's also on the older side and playing professional disc golf for
people who are
a decade or more.
Yeah. People who are comfortable living on the road is definitely playing into this to me, for me at least.
Okay.
Like,
I feel like most are now, but yeah, some are newer to it. Yeah.
I also think that in five years or 3 years from now, some of them are gonna have the money to fly in and out.
That too. Mm-hmm. So, hey, dude, the contracts we're paying these guys, hypothetically, real big,
man. They don't even know yet.
I'm giving everyone $12 billion.
Yeah, these guys and girls are flying first
class.
They can
pull their money together and buy Twitter off of Elon.
Just honestly, just have a couple private jets as a team,
you know,
and you just make pit stops. Yeah. Parachutes, just drop them out around their house. And
That's what I would do.
I got a fucking business plan. That made your pick made mine a lot easier because I was really torn between Drew and it's not Matty O. Much respect to him. Give me James Conrad.
Yeah, I understand that for sure.
It's one of the nicest humans out there. Absolutely love that guy. It doesn't have the social media. So far in three picks in, Eagles got a ton of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a ton of it for James or Dickerson, but that's fine. Yeah. I'll take it. Give me the holy shot.
Yep. Hard to beat the holy shot. I'm somewhat surprised he dropped, but I don't think he'd get back to me unless you don't take him, Jared. But I'm going to take him now, Nate Sexton.
Ooh, yeah.
Interesting.
I'm selling a ton of discs.
I don't think he's going to be, you know, winning majors much anymore. He still has a chance at places like USDGC.
He almost won Worlds. He was in their mix. Yeah. 100% in the mix.
I think it's more course dependent now, but
I do. I just think with how deep this field has gotten, I see it as a difficulty to win in general, even if you're Paul or Ricky.
100%. So I think being in the mix is probably what you want as a manufacturer. Obviously, you want the title, but just being like on lead card final round, on one of the, being relevant in the back nine of a major, I think is enough to make the brand
and
happy.
And then his relevancy and just everything else disc golf, it's hard not to pick him up. So that's my pick.
Right. I think it's Drake London going.
Yeah, they traded, but that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
Yeah. That's Mike Evans type. Yeah. Like Mike Williams type.
Big, giant wide receiver. 6'4", 220, I think.
I'm going Simon.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Yep.
He's 100% thinking I might be able to swoop him up next round and be happy about it.
It's my dog. I love watching him play. And Ezra.
Yeah. Another
another
one I was thinking about, like, quote unquote reaching for. I don't think it's a reach though.
I don't think it's like, a big reach.
Yeah. Our boy Ezra's been top 10 to 15 in a ton of tournaments this year.
Bad day to day.
He's a dog.
Bad day to day, but he shreds, man. He's good on all sorts of courses too.
Yep.
I know he gets a lot of flack for being a big arm and talking shit on Daylaw.
But he tore up Daylaw.
He throws well at wooded courses and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
It's like Drew, where they're like sort of known for being power because they have like top 10 easily, like inarguably
double
top
G,
10
kind
distance.
Of the same way.
Yeah. But also, yeah, absolutely. Also, all three of them, great, great woods players.
Yeah.
I just tried to find someone's age, and I clicked on a thing, and I went to Ulti World, and it said, player's name is a disc golfer, and that's it. Nothing else.
I hope I can have that
it must have a page at some
I mean,
point
in my life.
Man, yes. Have to
I love
those.
I like those
something.
Picks a lot. I'm happy with that.
Glad you like it, because I really like my next pick, and I'm going to go with my boy, Joel Freeman.
Nice. I was looking at him for sure.
I think he's got lots of playability. I think he's heavy on social, and I think I just like his story. He seems like, I don't want to say just a normal dude who got into disc golf and got really good, but he's got a ton of passion. I like his I don't know, his videos are pretty fire on Instagram and YouTube. I think he does a good job promoting things.
Dude, there's so many choices.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, so at this one, I'm looking at the UDisc world rankings.
Same thing I'm looking at.
Okay. Yeah. I had a feeling we were all probably.
I just was trying to find a spot where people were looking, like where I just see a list of the top whatever players.
I had an Ulti World one picked up, but that was from February. So this is a little more current, but.
My last pick, I already know, like, the kind of pick I'm going for. I just got to know to decide. Is it my turn?
No, it's on me.
It's on you?
Yeah, it's on me. And I'm like...
Oh, not last pick, though. I get two picks. We're going eight people here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'll just take both of the people on my list, then.
Perfect. I might steal this in front of you. We'll see. I'm going Luke.
Oh, that's not it, but that's a great pick.
It's a reach for sure when he's at 31, but our boy started off on... fire.
Yeah, he did.
Plus the skins. Like, he does a ton. Got a lot of belief in this young man's future.
Great dog.
Yeah. Plus you get Hogan. Yeah. Could have been the first overall
pick. Double bang, bang.
All right. I just saw this. I was going to go a different direction, but I don't know why none of you guys have picked Adam Hammes yet.
He's super close to doing it.
Yeah.
So Adam Hammes.
Super close to doing it.
Adam Hammes is mine. And then.
Stud. Like. Probably, I mean, it was the highest ranked guy left.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's how many? This is four picks for me.
Oh wait.
All right, let's go. I got America covered. I got America covered.
So
now.
Who's your favorite international player?
I think I'm gonna go Lauri Lehtinen.
Okay.
It was between him, Vino, and Linus, and Tia's up there, but I think I'm gonna go Lauri Lehtinen.
I've got the Europeans covered on FPO for sure.
Yeah. With
Kristen and Evelina.
Build manufacturers, dude. You got to get everywhere. Yep. Europe, and Europe's the biggest second market. So
it's true.
Secondary market. Did we just talk about Matty O and then not draft him? No one drafted him?
Oh, crap.
Don't talk about him.
I'm taking Matty O then.
No, I knew it. As soon as you were he's the highest rated player, I'm like, fuck.
I talked about him.
Yeah,
I talked about him, and I assumed someone else grabbed him.
And
afterwards.
I almost
that's why with the Hammes thing too. I was like, how's no one picking Hammes yet? Yep.
He hasn't.
This is what happens when you don't have like a sheet where you're scratching stuff.
Got
off.
Got caught scrolling for sure. Yeah.
I'm curious if he's got some injury or something going on, because he's not playing this weekend, and hasn't. Yeah, he hasn't really performed to what I bet you he would think his abilities are this year so far.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. He's on your team for fantasy. We're in a year-long draft on Skip Ace. And you and Kyle are both kind of looking to trade your number one, your first round picks.
Yeah, Kyle Klein and Hamas.
Currently 88. No, he finished 88th.
Both of them went before Chris Dickerson in both drafts I was in. And I got Chris Dickerson both times.
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody.
Hey, I had the first overall pick in that one. And hey, I went Rick. Yeah. So that's an interesting one where I did take Rick for 1 year. Yeah. And for just like statistics based, and I love Rick. I think he can move a ton of product. But man, I've for a little while now said that I think Eagle is the second most valuable player for a manufacturer.
Yeah, I would probably agree.
Especially if you have a chance to lock them up for 10 years. You know what I mean? Where that's you know viable.
Man, if I'm a player, I am. I understand like locking in a deal where you're like.
Yeah,
I know. I got this money for 10 years, but. It's so damn hard for me to lock into anything longer than like three.
You
in
have
all honesty.
To. I think like Paul and Discraft, you have to really trust your partner.
Yeah.
You know that if like Paul has a you know devastating injury or whatever that he's like maybe you know they adjusted some. I'm trying to figure out some way that they would adjust his salary down. You know what I mean? Because I don't think that's really the risk.
No, I don't.
I think the risk is that he's worth you know 10 times as much by the time it's year six. You know what I mean? Because I think that's. A possible arc for the sport.
Yes.
That's a long ways to go, but anyway. So, Sam, you picked?
I'm about to pick.
Okay.
And I'm going to go team Big Sexy and pick up Jeremy Colling.
Nice. Just so team him up. Yeah. That's not bad.
And so I think those two will pair well on my manufacturing team and sell a fuck ton of discs.
Sure.
And also do a bunch of shit on the side.
Yeah, that's relevancy with, like, Jomez for, you know, the next 5 years.
Yep.
And that means a lot, you know?
All right. I'm going to go Mason Ford.
Good pick.
Mason's I think he's good. Really young, and his game is only getting better.
Stoked to have him on my fantasy team.
Oh, man. It's getting tough.
Yeah, I think to me, I think the picks that are harder are the earlier ones.
It's all tough because there's so many players I'd be, like, stoked to have, like, representing any of these top 30, 40, 50.
Yeah. I don't know much about him, but he's been playing great. I'm going to go with Corey Ellis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Corey is doing
He's, like, the
best
putter
fairly,
in the world, basically.
Yeah, one of the best putters in the world. I know that, but...
And he launches.
I know he doesn't have the... At least I haven't seen as much of a social media game, but I think his game's only... I think he's pretty young, if I'm not mistaken, but...
I would believe that.
Next 5 years, I'll take that for the next 5 years.
Right on. And I think I'm going to keep some youth on my squad.
Is that... Don't you get another pick?
I think... Didn't he pick twice?
Oh. Did you pick twice?
Yeah, pick Mason and
Ellis. Oh, yeah, you
Ellis.
Think Mason and Corey Ellis.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Cole Radalin.
Yeah?
Yeah, good pick.
Young.
I think he's gonna shoot up the ranks in the next 2 years. Even this year, we could see him make a splash. But I won't be surprised to see him in that same conversation as Burr and who else was I thinking of?
Kyle Klein, probably
Kyle
just
Klein.
Young.
Yep. That whole squad.
He's maybe like second tier, like young, super young, super talented player. Give me Nico, man. Give me Nico. Give me Nico maybe two rounds ago. You know what I mean? Like,
stud. Because I thought about Nico a little bit. 100%. I was going
to
pick him.
I wanted to youthen up a little bit, is the only reason I didn't.
All right. Since you guys took Nico and. Some good players.
I got Matty O.
Yeah.
That's not, I was going to take Nico the round before, and I'm like, wait, we haven't drafted Matt O yet?
All right. So since I got, what country is that? Is that Finland? Is that where Lettinen's from?
I believe that is correct.
I don't know the flags.
Yeah, so. I know. I'm going off the flag. I believe that
that's
is
Finland.
Correct.
So I'm going Thomas Gilbert and Linus Karlsson. I'm getting all of
Thomas Gilbert,
the country.
Yeah, I was looking
I'm
at
getting
Thomas.
All of the country, all of the world. I'm getting
there. You go.
I'm spreading my arm, my fingers out, selling discs in all these countries.
Yeah.
So,
I think
I thought about it.
I think this might be sort of a surprise pick. Oh my goodness! I just keep scrolling and seeing just amazing names.
Yeah.
Might be able to wait one more round for that human. Give me Barsby.
Yeah.
I want all of it.
Yeah. That's a good pickup.
Yeah. I saw him earlier. The homie for sure. Champ. Played well at the course that he designed in Texas.
Killed it.
So still relevant there, but like one of the most likable humans out there. Definitely has a brand.
Yeah. You could take advantage of that brand a lot too.
Yeah.
More I think so I than could, he's been taking advantage
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I think we could make him a ton of money.
Yeah. He's a star in the making off the course.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he already is. Yeah, 100%. But like, not a lot of people know him.
A decade. Yeah, and I think people do know him, but like has a personality that absolutely shines.
Yeah.
Needs more of a spotlight.
A people's mm-hmm. champion. Mm-hmm. Damn, so I'm torn between two people. Another young person, and I kind of want to get someone in Europe. I feel like that does make sense as a manufacturer, is to cover your bases there. Yep. So I'm going to hope that other person stays by and go Nicholas Antila.
Good pick. That's a great pick.
Mm-hmm. I don't know much about his social presence, but I know he's a fucking baller on the course.
He's young, got a good back. He got the interesting, like, elbows out backhand yep. form.
All right. Shoot.
Man.
So many good. Yeah. I'm going to go Andrew Marweed.
Nice.
I think he's going to start playing more.
I mean, he plays every event. And,
not the West Coast, I guess, but yeah, I guess you're right.
Isn't yeah. he from well, Oregon?
I think Wisconsin is kind of where I pictured it. I could be way off there.
Yeah, it could be too.
But DGA sponsored now, and yeah, you know, they're in California, so I wonder if there's more incentive there too.
Garrett Wilson went to the Jets.
Okay, another wide receiver. I'm hoping we get a wide out or a tackle for Chargers at 17. We'll see. And so how many rounds are we through? Because you That's, ended a round right there.
This is the last.
So this will be this the is my start last of the last pick.
Yeah, we're this there. Is my last pick.
Glad we didn't do four.
Yeah, no shit. Could easily do.
We could go
We could easily double two, it three. On both. Both yeah, sides. And both so sides. So we'll take, you know, each of these picks, and then we'll kind of rattle through some names after that were, like, really close.
Yep.
This is really tough cutting down here. Oh, let me sling some fucking jerky. I'll take yep. Garrett Gerthy yep. all day.
That's a great call, dude. Jared's slinging all the other products.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's slinging coffee. He's slinging jerky.
That's true. All good.
Diversifying.
He diversified with products. I diversified with countries.
That takes my the cake. I got coffee. I got at coffee
got
and
cake
jerky.
Now too.
I got Calvin, KJ, Simon, Corey Ellis.
When you got Ezra,
Mason
too?
Ford.
So that's yeah. a whole
Andrew
difference.
Andrew Marley, so Ezra's, yeah. and then Garrett Gerthy. Yeah,
Garrett Gerthy was the one earlier that I go. Oh, I might be able to get him. Yeah. Get him later.
Yeah.
But there's so many.
Into that so hot many. Boom sauce, baby. All day.
Commanders trading back to 11.
Options.
That was fun.
Wasn't that pick 10?
Well, I don't know. I just saw it.
Yeah.
I just saw it said trading back to 11.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not going to stare at it too long. I'd love to go youth again. But I don't think I will. I'm gonna go a well-loved hero of disc golf and go Cale LaVisca.
Nice. He deserves it. I wasn't going to be able to take him with the way that my team's constructed, but I'm really glad he got drafted. It's well-earned.
Yeah, he's not active anymore, but the longest cash streak, did yeah. he hit that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He had it easily.
Yeah. He had it by quite a yeah. bit, right?
But like 100 or more.
Yeah, it's like 254 events, yeah. I think, something like that.
Yeah, something outrageous.
Something stupid.
Straight stupid.
I don't think I've got double digits in a row ever.
So I'm open.
Definitely not.
I'm pretty stoked with my team. I think I could rattle them off all right.
I've been writing mine down, so I
don't remember. I have not. Nice.
That's
have
smart.
Not, you can click on them and highlight them.
Oh. Yeah, I have not done any of that. But I love my squad. I don't remember you. I'm going to go through and listen.
It'll be listed too, like, you yeah. know, up okay, in post.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So love my my team right here. Fucking ballers.
I really hope that's not pointing in the right direction. I think we like have to move it over there for a second.
It's definitely not up to me.
You're pointing, I think you're looking at that camera, and it might be on that camera.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
right there.
Yeah.
I'll try to figure it out.
Last pick, man. It's tough. It's tough. I know who I'm going. Man, barely. Barely. There's so many good players. I'm going to finally take a Euro for the MPO side. It's tempting. I'm going to go your boy, though. I'm going to go your boy, Seppo Paiu.
Seppo Paiu.
Seppo Paiu.
I cannot wait to see him play again.
He's awesome to watch.
Yeah. He
He's a good personality.
Great on. Dude, I went with a lot of, like, except for I could think, like, my second and third pick went with a lot of people that do videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll round up my team. That'll be in this.
All right, so I'm going with someone I think can maybe win the distance world championships one day. Anthony Barella.
Yeah, okay. He was absolutely in play.
Yeah. Ripper. He's young still. Pops off here and there. Almost won the OTB Open. Not really almost. But
sure,
like,
but was in the lead.
In the lead and like finished top five, I believe, at OTB Open. Yeah. Like certain courses definitely play into his game. He's young. He throws 12 and a half country miles.
I think we might see this weekend here at Country Club. We haven't quite seen that course yet, but I think he'll shred up.
We've seen
course.
Country Club for 100 years. Well, not 100 years, but 10
we
years
haven't
maybe.
Seen it yet in this event. Yeah. I think maybe it's,
yeah. I don't think they're playing there tomorrow. I think they're playing at the same course again.
Oh, they go back to back?
I think. I thought that's what they were saying on the coverage.
Interesting.
What a tough course.
Dude,
it's so tough.
So tough. You a tough guy.
You don't pronounce a U? But yeah, that course today was nuts.
The U doesn't come before the H, though. Or the O.
Semantics.
Live my dreams.
I said H. But definitely comes before the H.
This is the European spelling. Just
no wonder it's pronounced like that.
Tuof.
Tuof. Jersey.
The Saints traded up to 11 with the Commanders.
That's how it was.
Oh, there we
go. So the Commander traded back from 11.
From 11.
Yeah. They didn't trade back to 11.
Emerson was one I was like so close to going with.
Yeah.
Super deserving. Alden's playing well lately.
Yeah, Alden's Lemonade. Young too.
You know who I'm surprised didn't get
Rathbun,
pick up?
Matt Bell.
Gossage.
Gossage thought
I thought about
there.
It.
Yep.
Matt Bell, I think, is one that like 100% should be taken in this. I had to go with the European.
I almost took Albert Tam. Yeah. And Knut van Holland. Van Holland. I almost took both of them, mostly for diversification, because they're both from countries I didn't have.
Sure.
I didn't get Estonia, and I actually don't know. I think Norway is from where Knut is from. Mm.
I was at the very end of mine when I was committed to going with the European. I couldn't decide between Tam and Seppo.
Yeah.
How about Alden Harris, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Mentioned, he's just young. Glossed
I,
over and barely.
I yeah, yeah, and I don't remember thinking that, oh, he's a young kid, but apparently he's a very
I think
young
he's like
kid.
21 or 22 last year when we met him.
I don't know why I thought he was like mid-20s.
So nice.
He did here at the shop.
He parked his van at the shop at the end of the tournament last year and hung out for 2-3 days.
Yep.
Super nice, a little quiet, but like
can putt with a blowfly.
Dude, the best blowfly putter I've ever seen. It's him and James Conrad are the two.
Yeah.
The one I almost where'd you go? I was looking at you. Oh, the one I almost was thinking about purely due to age.
Isaac Robinson.
Oh, no. I thought about that too, actually. Isaac Robinson's been playing really good. But due to age and character, like funniness, and who has no one's, they haven't quite tapped into his personality yet, is Noah Mietsma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's
hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Like,
and he's good at
He's really good at throwing discs and frisbees and things. And I think a lot of it's just like figuring out like his style of game. Yeah. And like, I think he's still like having fun too. So
he's been on a couple lead cards late.
Yeah.
I know at least one Masters Cup.
Yeah. Dude, he's really good at throwing backhand like lines.
Are Saints going, do you think they're going to go quarterback? Or wide receiver is kind of what I'm thinking. I think that's also what I'm worried about.
I thought that the Falcons were going to take Malik Willis. So,
sure.
That was in play.
Maybe. Saints might take Malik Willis.
Some like honorable mentions, Barham, Colton, Connor, all on our team. I'm just scrolling a little bit down. Yuli, dude. Yuli like is one that I very much thought about. Like, just moving. Dude, yeah. That guy moves a ton moves of plastic. Product.
Yeah.
Look at the true. Captain's Raptor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, thousands and thousands and thousands of discs, like with Zuko, with Bushnell.
To me, he's like Discraft's Sexton.
I think that's fair.
I was going to say, I'm surprised Sexton's
not as good of a golfer.
Though. Yeah, not currently, sure.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I should have gotten that trio. I don't know what I was thinking.
Also, Brody.
Yeah, he's sure. down yeah. there. He's yeah. down there a bit.
Absolutely.
I saw
his he could sell some Frisbees.
Dude, tied for second right now.
Yeah, he's a good golfer, getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, incredible content. I think that's probably a swing and a miss for us not
picking him.
But still,
it's hard. It's so hard picking someone over him or picking him over some of these guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're purely trying to move discs and it's super talented, like he's gotten good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For like sure. I don't think it's a huge surprise to any of us that he's been able to figure out disc golf, so to speak.
Yeah. It makes sense. I mean, he's a big guy. He's an athlete. He's thrown discs his whole life.
Background.
Yeah. Yep. Good content.
Good content. He's going to
has a podcast network with Foundation. You know what I mean? Like
basically
super motivated there.
And he has the abilities monetarily to just completely devote himself to disc golf.
100%.
Yeah. Like, that's a huge thing.
He had that before
disc golf.
Disc golf, yeah, and I think a lot of disc golfers are finding that now in disc golf, which is great for the sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, certainly, like it was like January 1st, a year and a half ago.
Yep.
Yeah, where he was like, "All right, I'm gonna do this." Yeah, that easily could have been a pick. Oh yeah, I wonder where.
And then let's go FPO. Yeah, Nate can sell a frisbee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mentioned a few FPO.
We did mention a few, but we can absolutely
go back.
Macy Velladillas was one I thought about long and hard, and I really don't know why I didn't take her.
I don't know enough about her yet.
Yeah. Obviously, Fakus and Jen Allen, and
Own.
Oh yeah, Own. Mm-hmm. Owns the one, like the best player that didn't get taken.
So likable.
So, yeah, and hilarious.
Dude, killing it. Like, there's not a whole lot of tournaments that she's playing where she's not top eight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, plenty where she's top four or five.
I wish I knew some of these younger up-and-comers from the FPO division. Oh, I was recently showing some of the guys around here, Carter Ahrens. The 14-year-old kid I showed you yesterday.
Oh, yep.
He shot really bad today, but
yeah.
For the next 5 years, no. For the next 10 years, I might consider it.
Holly Finley.
Ooh, Holly can sell a frisbee.
Yep, and is killing it. Yeah. Like was leading the major.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, like she's incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
Very much still in peak career form.
Yeah, sweet. There's some. Yeah,
it would have been interesting to pick a no name, someone who in 2 years is just going to be massively good, almost like trading a pick for a future pick or two. I'd have been down to do that.
Yeah, right.
Chris Olave to the Saints.
Yep. Dang. And then the Vikings traded their pick with the Lions as well. The next pick.
Trade your first round. Interesting. Pick interdivisional. Two future picks.
Hmm.
And they're not in the first round anymore. I wonder if they got a player. Oh, they're in the 32nd pick.
Chris Olave, I think, has a chance to be the best wide receiver in this draft. Is like the polished wide receiver that has like 4.38 speed, something like that. Like he's fast. Yeah, there it is, 4.39.
Another player that might have gone if this season went differently. FPO Heather Young.
Yes.
I don't know if she like quit disc golf or she stepped away from it to, I think I said something about like she wasn't sure about her future or something of the sort.
I didn't read that article, but I heard a couple things, or I don't know if there was an article, but
I think it was just rumors.
Mentioned like, on live, I think is where maybe we heard it.
She does not entirely sure what she wants to do with her future, whether go to college or play disc golf professionally full time.
Mm-hmm.
Smart choice.
So she took some time away and,
one of the best putters.
She's so good, and she's kind of funny and like a I don't know what.
She's goofy
and silly and I don't think she forces it. It's like just her natural. Yeah. She's just herself.
I think it's very relatable.
Yeah. I think Cat Merch is like the same way.
Yeah, Cat Merch is the outgoing version of Heather.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Like she's very outgoing, where Heather's a little bit more reserved.
Potentially, yeah.
She wears purple on Friday all the time, every day. She wears purple. True. So shout out her.
She probably should have been first pick.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Paige. Yeah. I'm retroactively picking Heather Young. Yeah. Unless you wear purple every day. All right. Anything else?
The only other thing I was going to bring up on here, which is totally undraft related, is naming the beer.
Mm. Yeah. And so we got a few names that are all right. And if you guys want to talk about it, we have like the Fox and the Hop or something of that, like the Hoppy Fox.
Yeah, Fox and Hops. Like there's so many different ways the Hoppy Fox, like there's... Yeah, there is a ton of different ways to kind of combine those two. And so it's figuring out like the right exact wordage. And then there's also we could go completely different.
Yeah. The Nectar of the Fox was one Danny brought up a while back. So we're having it's a hoppy pale ale. And we sort of want to have it to do something with Stockton / Swinston / OTB like us. Mm-hmm. We don't want to just
has a lot of foxes.
We don't just want like a random disc golf name because that's easy and
chain. I think we would do those if we're starting a brewery.
Yeah, 100%.
Like the Footfall and Stanley's had a ton of them.
Yeah, the Black Ace for like a lot of like Black IPA or something. There's a lot of what did we say the other day? Max Weight could be like an Imperial Porter or something. Like there's a lot of good names that are disc golf related, but we want this one beer to be Swinson / OTB related.
Yeah, I think more about the event.
Yeah.
But you know, and this one goes against that specifically, but it's the best one I've found that sort of comes close to our name besides like On Tap Beer, something silly like that, or just the beer, which is, you know, low hanging fruit.
Giving out all our ideas.
Works. Yeah. But only the hops I think plays well cause it's a super hoppy pale. I think it reads well on like a tap, you know, in a tap room. I think it's a beer that you might, you know, gravitate to.
Mm. Yeah. Some people might. My one issue with this, some people might be like, hey, this is a really hoppy beer.
Sure.
And like this is like a West Coast double IPA, and it's not. It's a hoppy beer, but it's a pale ale still. Mm-hmm. So
Yeah, and I think the hops are subdued. As long as it says pale on there, you know, that's true. Large enough. But yeah. I think that's one that I don't love. It's not my first place, I suppose, but is up there and I think it plays well. I think we can make shirts and like brand stuff off of, you know, only the hops. Mm-hmm. But or if we did like the offshoot is offshoot of what the brewery, right? And it's all IPAs. That would be maybe our offshoot, only IPAs, and all that would be only the hops. Hops. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good one.
And yeah, that kind of just came together.
I dig it. So
it begins.
If you guys want to help us name, leave some. If you like any of the names we just said, leave them in the comments.
Or send put some ideas. We'll see.
Send us a message or something. Reach
and
out.
And if we end up choosing your name, we will cheers in your honor.
We might even say your name on the podcast.
Might have a couple beers that day.
Yeah.
We'll say cheers just in different languages even.
And if you're here.
Skull.
We'll buy you a bunch of beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By buy, we mean pour.
But if we choose one that we just said, pre-bought. But you happen to be the first one to comment, doesn't count.
Doesn't count. No. Nah. I liked Phil's idea of making it Dr. Seussy.
Yeah, so that would be like Fox in the Hops. Fox in the Hop.
Didn't Derlu have a good suggestion?
What did he say?
I don't know. Remember. I was on the other side of the room, and I heard him say something, and everybody was like, yeah, that's cool. So
most of the ideas that everyone was excited about were very generic disc golf names.
Yeah.
Is kind of my none of us like nobody when we had like the conversations and stuff.
Yeah.
Until Sap today, what did he say?
I think Sap said
Fox
like,
and the Hop,
Fox and the Hops, or Fox and Hops, something like that.
Yeah, and that was like we're like oh
yeah, forget the exact wording, and then it made me think of Fox and the Hound, and I'm like okay, Fox and the Hop, or Fox and the Hops. I think probably you know it sounds better. Oh, Jameson Will, dang it! I was really hoping for him, so he's aligned now, he's stud wide out.
Yeah, Alabama.
Yeah, ACL. Otherwise, he probably would have been
first.
Wideout taken. Good for him.
That too just got.
Yeah, so let us know what you think for the name of the beer. I don't know if we want to brainstorm anymore before we hop off, but
Very clever.
Yeah, it wasn't like wasn't on purpose. But once I figured it out right before that word came out, I'm like, well, I guess I should just emphasize it now.
Oh, yeah. I have nothing else to add.
Nope.
Yep.
Yep.
Bye. Sweet.
Bye, friends.
Bye. Peace.